There's a landmark trial underway in Commonwealth Court over how Pennsylvania funds its public schools. The plaintiffs, including six school districts and several parents, say the current system is inadequate and inequitable. Part of the problem, they say, is that the state relies heavily on local taxes to fund schools, and that creates big disparities. Keystone Crossroads' Mallory Falk visited one of the plaintiffs' school districts in rural northeastern Pennsylvania, and she brings us this dispatch.
Principal Robert Palazzo has just started a tour of Panther Valley Elementary School when he's interrupted. The kindergarten boys' bathroom is clogged again.
The bathroom is a source of much frustration.
There's just one toilet for almost 80 kids, an illustration of just how desperately the building needs an update. Palazzo calls for a plunger and redirects kids who try to enter.
The bathroom's closed now, buddy. Go down to the one by the cafeteria, okay?
Palazzo's a cheerful guy who clearly loves working with children. If you ever want to feel like a celebrity, he says, become an elementary school principal who gets a haircut. But he sounds a little weary as he shows off all the physical issues the district can't afford to fix.
On the side of the building here in the courtyard, you could see the water line where the water rises up and floods into the classrooms if we have a heavy rainstorm. Our handicapped accessibility ramp needs to be replaced. And we do have a student in a wheelchair this year, so we need to be very careful.
Panther Valley has the 10th highest tax rate in Pennsylvania, but the former coal mining community doesn't have much taxable wealth to fund even the most basic repairs. 56% of students here are classified as economically disadvantaged, though the school superintendent believes that figure is much higher. Sarah Smith is a mother of five who fell in love with the district and region when she moved here last year.
I just feel like they had more freedom here to be kids.
Then she ended up homeless, and the one person who really helped was the school's new family development specialist, sort of like a social worker. She brought baby gifts and connected Smith with a housing nonprofit.
She never really left my side since I contacted her, which is awesome. I really needed that support in my life.
But that social worker type position is precarious. It's funded through a grant from a big company that ran a local manufacturing plant. But the plant was recently sold, so now that funding source is gone. The school's using federal pandemic relief funds to plug the gap, but it's not a permanent solution. School leaders say these kinds of supports are necessary.
A lot of times you're looking at the student and you're thinking, how aren't you getting this or why aren't you getting this?
Maria Stachina is a reading teacher at Panther Valley Elementary.
You don't know what happened that morning before they came into school. Did they have any food? Do they have hot water? Do they have electricity? You know, their homework isn't going to be their biggest pressing issue if all those things aren't in place.
Stachina grew up in this district and says she doesn't want to cast the place she loves in a negative light, but it's important for people to understand the reality inside underfunded schools.
It's hard because you come here every day and we have to defend it. You hate to say that you have to defend it, but you want people to know, like, we're trying our best.
But their best could be so much better, she says, with better funding. For now, teachers pay out of their own low paychecks to make the school as safe and inviting as possible. Step into Kara Craniak's first grade classroom and there's an explosion of color. Bright Christmas lights strung up on the whiteboard, ornaments hanging from ceiling tiles.
All the decorations in my classroom I usually pay for.
She even pays for all the picture books in the classroom so students have a reading corner.
The kids here, they deserve what other kids deserve. We want to see everyone thrive.
Mallory Falk, Keystone Crossroads.